You might wonder why Wilmers would be speaking about education. For a long time, he has served as the director of the Buffalo Promise neighborhood. Wilmers tells WBFO News he's always been interested in education in Buffalo.
One way or another, I've been involved with the Buffalo public school system for many years. First, we got involved with School 68, which is now the Westminster Charter School, I guess over 20 years ago. And then we got involved with the Promise Neighborhood.
The Promise Neighborhood Initiative has been successful at the Westminster Community Charter School, but it has been much different at Bennett High School, one of the city's failing schools that could shut down. Promise Neighborhood dropped Bennett last year, redirecting its focus toward early childhood, elementary, and middle school.
Where did the breakdown occur? Is it the immense poverty that's happened to this community?
Certainly true that our system leaves something to be desired. And I can't say that there was any moment in time where the breakdown started, or if there is, I don't know when it is. But the system's got a lot of constituencies, and they're probably all somewhat to blame.
Tonight, Canisius College will host Wilmers and invited guests, where he will conduct a dialogue by answering questions and push for unity in making wholesale changes to improve the city school districts.
Where we spend about $1 billion a year on the Buffalo public school system, which is the largest machine of economic development that we have in Buffalo. Given all that, I thought it might be a useful time to put all the facts and thoughts that I have on the school system together and tell people what I think.
Wilmers is a supporter of charter schools, something the Buffalo Teachers Union opposes. Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Ramore says he does not believe that charters are a solution.
They drain money from the Buffalo public schools, which has been shown. They also are allowed to kick out students that they consider undesirable, and that basically they're not performing as well as everybody thinks they are.
Ramore has been invited to tonight's conversation. He tells WBFO News he will most likely attend. Wilmers is expected to call for major changes and wants the community to help create a better education system.
And indeed, every citizen of Western New York, because the nucleus of the whole region is the city of Buffalo. We can't have a weak educational system in the core center of our population and not have a vibrant region.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.